It is indeed. Thank you so much. And it is Mike and Kim, and we are honored to be with you. Please give yourself just 5 minutes to just stop and relax and have some good stuff.
And speaking of the good stuff, let's talk a little bit about visitvalentine.com or .org, either one of those. You can find a list of numerous things to do, over 50, matter of fact, right here in the Cherry County area and the Valentine area. Whether it's a museum visit, a falls visit, a trip down the river, a trip out to the lake, maybe a hunting excursion coming up that you're planning this fall. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. Did you bring up Tri-State Livestock News, Mike? I thought you mentioned something about it. Let's talk about it. That is where you want to go for insights on cattle, grains, horse, all things ag-related. I'm telling you, it'll make your day a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Since yesterday was Father's Day, can I share one more thing of fatherhood about from Paul Harvey?
Oh, please do.
Well, okay, this is a good description of fatherhood written by the one and only Paul Harvey. At a time when being a buddy to one's son is popular, I'm going to stay a father. I believe it may yet prove to have a bit of sad psychology when dads are called Jim, Pete, Art, or Jack by their children. When Spock, Freud, Dewey, and William James have conspired to make dad a minor stockholder on the home's board of directors, when women's rights, civil rights, people's rights, children's rights, and property rights have made it wrong for fathers to speak with authority, I'm going to stay a father. If a gap exists between my sons and daughters and myself, I'm going to work hard to understand, but I'm also going to work hard to be understood. I shall try to understand why long hair, when kept clean and trimmed, does not identify one as a hippie or a yippie, radical or reactionary, any more than short hair identifies one as clean, moral, upright citizen. But I shall not ape my sons. I will abide by an older distinction. When long hair was a fitting symbol of womanliness. The young may refer to me as Samson, to medieval pictures of Jesus, or to powdered wigs or braided locks of the fathers of our country. But I shall refer to them as Paul, who said, "Does not nature teach that it is a shame for a man to have long hair? When they tell it like it is, I'll listen, even if I like it better like it was. If old-fashioned things as prayer, Bible study, faith in God, worship ever seem to my children to be out of it, square or whatever, I trust God's help to have faith enough to yet pray for them, and I pledge with Job to offer up additional sacrifices for them. With love in our home, I will answer their questions about the facts of life, but at nudeness or lewdness, I refuse to wink. Drinking and smoking are as out of place and unwanted in my home as profanity or the plague. And if experimentation with drugs or marijuana is ever a problem, I will be violation of my very prayer and request. No laissez-faire attitude will be accepted here, even if the weed is legalized and social tripling becomes unacceptable as social drinking. I want my children to know I make mistakes, that I am foolish, proud, and often inconsistent, but I will not tolerate that as an excuse for my hypocrisy. I ask them to help me change as children should, and to expect me to help them change using the methods expected of a parent. Others may look to the under-30 crowd for the wisdom to throw away the past and to say what will remain for future generations. Others may let the offspring in the house determine the foods, the music, and the spending of the household. But I am going to stay the father. Written by Paul Harvey, today on The Good Stuff.
Quite a few years ago, but yet it still stands strong. I shared a little bit earlier at another program that about the Declaration of Independence. We all know John Hancock was the first to sign, and I shared that it's believed Thomas McCain of Delaware was the last person to sign. Others signed according to state delegation and in columns, starting with the northernmost state to the southernmost state. About 200 copies of the Dunlap broadside were printed. Today, there's only 26 that remain. The original rough draft of the Declaration of Independence has been lost, unfortunately. Another fact, the Declaration of Independence was not universally accepted, and many people in the colonies remained loyal to the British monarchy and opposed American independence. Just some facts about the Declaration of Independence that we may have forgotten or never knew about.
Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.